Now, the Canadian energy company Enbridge has run a pipeline since 1953 through a portion of land controlled by the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. That pipeline, Line 5, transports millions of gallons of crude oil and natural gas liquid. Enbridge is working to reroute the pipeline after a lawsuit from the Bad River Band. It argued that the company no longer had legal standing to keep it on their land. Enbridge now says it's made progress on a plan to reroute that line. WPR reporter Danielle Kading is based in Superior. She's following the story. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Before we get into this newest development, Danny, I give a super nutshell version of this pipeline saga. I know you've done this for us many times before. Give us the basics on this suit and where we are coming up to this week.
Yeah, well, like you said, basically, you know, the tribe is arguing that they don't have legal standing to remain or keep their pipeline running through their reservation. Right now, it crosses about a 12-mile stretch of the tribe's reservation, and they have some expired easements crossing that portion of land. They have a majority of the easements for the line, but, you know, Enbridge is moving forward with this because of the Bad River Band filing this lawsuit and asking them to remove it.
And now this new reporting, Danny, that you've shared with us, Enbridge is trying to make progress on this rerouting line. And there's a pretty significant development they announced. What is it?
Yeah, the company withdrew their application with the Public Service Commission on Friday. Basically, they were seeking to condemn private property in order to relocate this pipeline in northern Wisconsin. And in order to do that, they have to file an application with the Public Service Commission, and the regulators have to rule that the project is in the public interest for them to be able to do that. The other option is that they reach agreements with landowners along the route, and they say that they've done that now, that they've come to an agreement with around 300 landowners along the route, and so they won't need to condemn private property.
So this is a pretty big step that they get to skip then, in effect, if they aren't having to ask permission to condemn this land, right?
Yes, it is. And it's different from neighboring states like Michigan and Minnesota. In those states, regulators have to also sign off on the route of pipeline projects. That's not the case here in Wisconsin.
Well, you shared some audio with us. I want to give a listen now to a representative from Enbridge talking about the pipeline. This is their director of Midwest Operations, Trent Wetmore. Here's some of what he had to say about the rerouting of the line.
The band has filed a lawsuit which seeks to force removal of Line 5 off of their reservation. After evaluating multiple routes, we designed and have now acquired an approximate 40-mile route, which will minimize environmental and social impacts while protecting sensitive resources.
And that brings up, Danny, the concerns about the potential environmental impacts and the resource impacts of the line. What have the Bad River Band and other locals been concerned about?
Yeah, they've really disputed that the company's claims that it can build this pipeline without impacting or having minimal impacts on the Bad River watershed and all of the water bodies that would be impacted. You know, this project would impact more than 180 water bodies, as well as 109 acres of wetlands. And it would also impact groundwater supplies to homes in the area, or could potentially impact that. And so really, there's a lot of concern given the company's environmental track record and their history of spills on this pipeline on land, never in water in the Great Lakes, because that's a big concern right now in Michigan. But they've also, you know, in Michigan, they saw one of the nation's largest inland oil spills from Enbridge, a $1.2 billion cleanup of more than 1 million gallons of oil that spilled into the Kalamazoo River. And so people are really scared that something like that could happen in northern Wisconsin and the Bad River watershed.
We're talking to Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior, about the ongoing effort to change the path of a pipeline in northern Wisconsin that carries oil and liquid natural gas. Want to give a listen to another person involved in this. This is attorney Rob Lee with Midwest Environmental Advocates, representing some clients opposed to the pipeline. Here's a listen.
But our clients also recognize that Enbridge still has a long way to go to make this reroute a reality. and, you know, also recognizes that there's a great deal of opposition to the continued operation of Line 5, not just here in Wisconsin, but really throughout the Great Lakes region.
Can you talk about wider opposition, not just to this reroute, but to the line in general, Danny?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, that, as you mentioned, that was Rob Lee, and he was representing multiple groups, or Midwest Environmental Advocates was representing multiple groups who sought to intervene in Enbridge's case. Again, a lot of the concerns that we've already touched on, but, you know, one thing that would have allowed them is an opportunity to provide testimony, to provide evidence stating their case. And so that's an opportunity that they will not have through the Public Service Commission, although they will be able to provide public comments and input about their concerns over the environmental impacts through other permits that still need to be obtained for this project, such as waterways and wetland permits from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
What has the company said about the economic need for this oil and natural gas pipeline?
Well, Enbridge has always said that this is a vital energy link to the Midwest. You know, this pipeline runs from Superior, crossing northern Wisconsin, to Sarnia, Ontario. And it provides what they claim is about half of the propane for the state of Michigan, although a draft report from the state of Michigan's task force looking at that issue is kind of questioning that right now. But, you know, basically they say that this is needed to be able to fuel people's homes and that they think that they can do this safely, as they've said before, that they've never had a spill in the Great Lakes, although that it's an aging pipeline, and there's a lot of concern over whether the integrity of that will stand up, especially after they've seen instances recently where some of the supports for the dual pipelines that run under the Straits of Mackinac connecting Lakes Michigan and Huron were affected. So a lot of concerns about the safety of this pipeline.
So this eminent domain issue is one hurdle out of the way for Enbridge and the rerouting of the pipeline. It wasn't the only hurdle, though, Danny. What are some of the things still out there that have to be gone through before this line could change its path?
Yeah, well, Rob, you know, they still have to obtain multiple permits from multiple agencies, including the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. You know, there are legal challenges that are still pending. And, you know, I think part of that is just going to be the process. You know, there's going to be a lot of public involvement and there's going to be public hearings and meetings. And so that's all going to take time. And, you know, they're hoping to begin construction on this project within the next year, pending receipt of those permit approvals. I guess we'll see what happens.
I want to bring things back around to the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. They had that lawsuit about the pipeline going through their land, which led to this rerouting. Are they involved still in questioning the new path?
That is a very good question. I have reached out to the tribe and have not been able to get their thoughts on things moving forward right now. But Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins has said before that the tribe intends to fight to remove Line 5 from the region due to the significance of the watershed. You know, the Bad River watershed drains 1,000 square miles into Lake Superior and into the Kakagan Sloughs, which are considered wetlands of international importance. So, it's obviously a very important project and could have a lot of impact on not only the tribe, but also people living in northern Wisconsin.
And in our last minute or so, Danny, what is the next step of the many steps that you're going to be watching for on this project?
I think that would be the environmental impact statement process. Right now, they're beginning to draft that. And as that moves forward, they'll have another opportunity for public comment or hold a public hearing on that. And I think it'll be interesting to see the additional details that Enbridge provides related to some of the concerns that have been referenced by environmental groups and landowners and residents about the impacts of this project.
Danny, thanks as always for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. We talked to her today about her reporting on the Enbridge company's plans to reroute a nearly 60-year-old pipeline away from Lake Superior Chippewa land. The new milestone, as we heard, they have agreements with landowners that mean that they don't have to file for eminent domain abilities to condemn land along the path. If you are part of this story in that part of the state, we would love to hear from you. You can email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Let us know if you are on or near that path. What do you think about the pipeline? If you're happy to have it coming through or you are worried about the possible risks, again, email ideas@WPR.org. By the way, live coverage at WPR.org, updated information, WPR.org/politics about today's primary election results as they come in, WPR.org/politics.